哈利路亚，各位长职弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to our brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是保罗的同工们。
Our topic for this afternoon is the co-workers of Paul.
早上我们讲过。
This morning we mentioned.
做一件事情要成功，有成语告诉我们一句话。
To be successful.
这是所谓的天时地利跟人和。
To be successful, you need the cooperation of everything.
天时就是代表天，就代表神的时间。
You need to have the gods working with you.
地利就是在那个环境是对我们有利的。
You need to be familiar with the geographical area.
人和就是大家要一同和气，同心合一的做一件事情。
And you need to have people to cooperate with you.
我们做神的工更是要这样。
And as we do the work of God, we need these elements too.
我们知道做神的工是属灵的战争。
We know that doing the work of God is a spiritual warfare.
要成功，一定要神跟我们同工。
To be successful, you need God to be with you.
所以早上我们讲过，怎么样可以与神同工。
This morning we talked about how do we work with God.
透过灵修。
Through spiritual cultivation.
透过顺服。
Through obedience.
透过常常跟随主。
And through following the Lord closely.
那么下午呢，我们讲另外一个因素。
This afternoon we could talk about another factor.
要做圣工要成功，一定要有很多的同工们跟我们一起来合作。
To be successful in doing holy work, you need co-workers.
首先我们请来看《传道书》第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章第九到第十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 12.
第四章九到十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 12. Verse 9, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. 11, again, if two lie together and they are warm, but how can one be warm alone? 12, and though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken.
这里传道的作者传道者告诉我们一个重要的信息。
Here the writer of Ecclesiastes tells us an important message.
就是两个人总比一个人好。
That is two are better than one.
一个人不是不好。
Not that one is not good.
但是比起两个人的话还是不够好。
But comparatively one is not good enough.
因为有时候一个人跌倒没有那扶起他就有祸了。
Because if one falls and there's no one to lift him up.
因为有时候自己跌倒爬不起来。
Sometimes when we fell, we couldn't get up.
物质上我们有走路会跌倒。
Physically, when we walk, we trip and fall.
跌倒的时候有人扶我们一把。
And when we fell, there were people who could lift us up.
就说我们没有跌倒。
Even if we didn't fall.
但是一个人自己孤单的。
But one is lonesome.
睡觉也会睡得不暖和。
And therefore you're not warm when you sleep alone.
有美好的果效也没有人家分享。
And when you have good results, there's no one to share your joy with.
所以比较不好。
So it is not good.
所以两个人这可以代表很多的关系。
Two can refer to many different relationships.
当然最直接的可以讲到夫妻的关系。
The most direct would be that of a couple.
夫妻二人成为一体。
Two becomes one.
两个人总比一个人好。
Two is better than one.
两个人也可以代表兄弟姐妹。
Two can also be brother or sister.
但是这里两个人也可以代表我们教会里面一起为神工作的同工们。
Two can also refer to the two co-workers of a church.
因为我们知道做神的工是一件不容易的事情。
We know that it is not easy doing the work of God.
是拯救灵魂的大工。
We are doing the work of saving souls.
不是为了物质的回报。
We are not looking for repayment.
过程是很辛苦的。
The process is painful.
但是在做神的工当中，怎么样可以得到快乐呢？
How do we find joy in doing the work of God?
我觉得有两个原因呢。
I think there are two points.
第一个原因呢？
One.
当我们看到神跟我们同工的时候，
When we see that God is working with us.
比如说我们传福音，有人信主。
For example, when we preach the gospel, others come to believe.
他们灵魂得救了。
Their soul are being saved.
就算再辛苦，我们也会喜乐。
No matter how much work we've put in, we'll still find joy.
我们培养主内的孩子们。
When we nurture our children,
他们长大了可以接班了。
When they grow up, they can take over our job.
过去的辛苦也会忘记了。
And all the past efforts and the pain, we forget about them.
做圣工第二个喜乐的原因呢？
The second reason to find joy in the work of God.
当我们在做神的工的时候有很多很好的弟兄姐妹跟我们一起做，一起同工。
When we do the work of God, we find that we have many wonderful brothers and sisters working with us.
一起做顺利的时候一起欢笑。
And when we are successful, what we do, we share joy together.
遇到困难的时候，一起祷告。
In times of adversity, we pray together.
甚至一起爱哭。
Or perhaps we cry together.
这样子有人可以跟你分享做神的工一切。
Someone is there to share in the work of God.
虽然这个工可能没有办法马上的完成，或者是马上的成功。
Perhaps you may not see immediate results.
但是呢，二人一起来做工总是比较好的。
But two people doing the work of God is better than one.
所以主耶稣知道这个道理。
Our Lord Jesus understands this lesson well.
他在世界的时候，差遣门徒去传福音，也是两个两个门徒出去。
And he sent his disciples out to preach two by twos.
那么我们再来看马太福音第十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太十八章第十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
十八章第十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
十八章十九节。
Verse 19. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
二十节。
Verse 20.For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
这里主耶稣讲到关于祷告跟聚会的事情。
Here our Lord talks about praying and gathering.
没有错，一个人可以自己在房间祷告。
It is true that one can pray by themselves in the room.
但是如果两个人一起同心合意的祷告呢？
But if two were to pray with one accord,
这个两个人的祷告的力量不是双倍。
The efficacy of the prayer would be double.
不是双倍而已。
It's not just double.
而是无限倍。
Rather, it is limitless.
为什么？
Why?
因为你们两个同心合意的话，天父就必定要给你成全。
Because if two of you were in one accord, then our Lord will grant.
不是可能会替你成全。
It is not perhaps.
是一定要为你成全的。
Rather, He will grant.
然后呢，两三个人聚会呢，耶稣就在我们中间。
And if two or three were gathered in our Lord Jesus' name, then Jesus will be amongst them.
所以我们聚会的时候都要奉主的名聚会。
That is why we gather in the name of Lord Jesus.
主在我们中间。
Our Lord is within among us.
虽然我们看不到他，但是他就在我们中间。
Perhaps we cannot, even though we cannot see him, but he is among us.
那保罗是在圣经里面一个很重要的工人。
Paul is an important worker recorded in the Bible.
在他一生当中为主做了很多重要伟大的圣工。
In his life, he has done many great works of God.
他也会行神迹。
He performed miracles.
又会写作。
He wrote a lot of books.
会开拓新教会。
And he would be pioneering new churches.
又会牧养。
And he also pastored.
他好像是一个全能的使徒。
He seems like a disciple with all kinds of power.
但是仔细看圣经里面所记载。
But if you were to read the Bible in detail.
虽然他那么刚强，那么有恩赐。
Although he is strong and almighty powerful.
但是大部分的时间当中，他很多不同的同工在他身边出现，帮助他。
You will see that a lot of times there are many different co-workers working with him.
这些同工是谁呢？
And who are his co-workers?
他们怎么样帮助保罗呢？
How did they help Paul?
第一个我们来讲巴拿巴。
First, let's talk about Barnabas.
我们看使徒行传第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
第四章三十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 36.
三十六节。
Verse 36. Thus Joseph, who was surnamed by the apostles Barnabas, which means sons of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus.
这里告诉介绍巴拿巴他是利未人。
He tells us that Barnabas is a Levite.
那么他的名字翻出来就是劝慰子的意思。
And his name means son of encouragement.
我们知道要一个人做事情有两种方法。
We know there are two ways of working.
第一种方法。
First method.
你可以逼他。
You can force a person.
你可以骂他。
You can yell at a person to work.
你可以刺激他。
Or you can compel a person to work.
让他不做不行。
So that he has to work.
因为他会害怕你。
Because he will work out of fear.
但是这种的方法叫人家做一些事情呢，不很持久。
But this method will not last long.
因为他看不到你，他就不做了。
Because a person when he does not see you, he won't work.
他是怕你才是做的这件事情而已。
He work out of fear for you.
但是另外一种方法，比较高明的方法呢
？A second method which is much better.
你鼓励他。
Is to encourage a person.
他本来不想做。
A person does not want to do it.
没有这个 motivation， 没有这个动力去做。
Does not have a motivation to work.
但是你想办法鼓励他。
But he must find ways to encourage him.
当他想通了之后
，When he thought about it，
你就不用每天去盯他，叫他做这件事情。
You don't have to watch him all the time.
所以愚昧的人呢，只会去骂别人、推别人去做事。
A foolish man would compel a person to work.
聪明的人就会去怎么去鼓励别人去做事情。
A wise man would encourage others to work.
所以圣经里面告诉巴拿巴是一个很会鼓励人的人呢。
So the Bible tells us that Barnabas is one who encourages often.
他的名字就反映他的个性啊。
His name reflects his character.
这个名字可能是父母给他的，也可能是因为别人看到他那么会鼓励人，就给他这个称号。
Perhaps his name was given to him by his parents, or it was a nickname given to him by others.
那么巴拿巴怎么样来鼓励别人呢？
And how does Barnabas encourage others?
我们看《使徒行传》的第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
26节到27节
verse 26 and verse 27. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus.
第28节
verse 28. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem.
这里告诉我们保罗他信主之前有一个名字，犹太人的名字叫做扫罗。
Before Paul converted to Christianity, he had a Jewish name, which was Saul.
他本来去要大马色去抓基督徒来下到监里面。
One day he was on his way to Damascus to capture some Christians.
神拣选他。
God chose him.
在路上用大光照他。
On the way to Damascus, a light shone upon him.
他的眼睛瞎掉了。
And his eyes became blind.
所以从那天开始，保罗就改变了。
From that day, Paul became a new man.
他知道主耶稣拣选他。
He knew that Lord Jesus had chosen him.
他以前所逼迫的耶稣就是真神。
The Jesus whom he prosecuted in the past is a true God.
所以从此他有改变。
From then on, he changed.
他不再逼迫基督徒了。
He no longer persecuted Christians.
他本身反而成为一个基督徒。
He himself rather converted to Christianity.
不单只成为一个基督徒。
Not just becoming a Christian.
他还要去到处为耶稣做见证。
He has to go around declaring.Of bearing witness for the Lord.
他去到耶路撒冷。
He went to Jerusalem.
教会的总部。
It's the headquarters of the church.
跟使徒见面。
And he met with the disciples.
跟弟兄姐妹见面。
And the brothers and sisters.
哇，他一去到耶路撒冷，大家就害怕了。
When he arrived in Jerusalem, everyone was afraid of him.
这个扫罗以前是基督徒的头号敌人。
Saul was the number one enemy of Christians.
到处去抓基督徒的。
He captured Christian whatever he does.
现在说要信耶稣。
Now that he has converted to Christianity.
说要来传道。
And he wanted to preach the gospel.
大家说怎么可能？
No one believed him.
人改变也没有那么快嘛。
No one can change overnight.
我们可能想说至少要断一只手断个脚才会改变了。哎，他没有啊，好好的。
We would think to ourselves that a person need to lose a limb to change overnight, but Paul, he is.
所以啊，二十六节啊，告诉我们说大家。那扫罗很想跟门徒做朋友啊，结果大家都不怕他，不理他。
Verse 26 tells us that Paul wanted to make friends with the disciples, but everyone was afraid of him.
你想看，如果你是扫罗
，If you were Saul，
你一股热忱
，And you are very fervent，
你要为神做工
，You want to work for the Lord，
去看教会的人
，You wanted to visit churches，
他们都是比你先受洗的、先信的人
，And these are the people who were baptized before you。
他们这样对你
，And they treated you in such manner，
不相信你
，They do not believe you，
孤立你
，They isolate you。
你会感觉怎么样
？How do you feel？
大概这个时候啊，扫罗的心呢，一定冷了一半了。
Perhaps at this time, Paul was a bit disappointed.
很孤单啊。
He felt lonely.
因为以前的旧朋友已经跟扫罗断绝了。
Because his old friends have cut their ties with him.
文士法利赛人已经跟扫罗作对了。
The scribes and the Pharisees are now his enemies.
这基督徒又不接纳他。
But Christians would not accept him.
就没有人要他了。
No one wanted him.
但是这个时候有一个人。
There is one person at this time.
27节。
Verse 27 tells us.
唯有巴拿巴接待他。
Barnabas took him.
这句话不简单啊。
This is not an easy sentence to say.
你接待一个人本来就是不简单的事。
It is not easy to take a person in.
如果接待一个伟大的使徒。
If you are accepting or taking in
一个先知
a great apostle or a prophet.
大家可能正着要去接待啊。
Perhaps everyone wanted to take part in this work.
会得到福气吗？
Because you'll receive blessings from God.
但是接待一个没有人要的人啊。
But if you were to take in someone that no one wanted.
就是真接待啊。
Then you're truly welcoming this person.
所以巴拿巴别人怕他不怕。
Everyone was afraid of Paul, but Barnabas was not.
这个人我要帮他。
He said, "I wanted to help him."
我想啊，扫罗如果去到耶路撒冷，没有人接待他的话，饭都没得吃啊，地方都没得住啊，说不定。
I believed if Paul went to Jerusalem and no one welcomed him, then he would probably be living on the streets.
然后呢，带他去见使徒的首领。
And Barnabas took him to the apostles.
啊，为他讲解说，这个人真的是改变了。
And said to them that he has truly changed.
啊，因为巴拿巴这样大力的推荐保罗啊，扫罗啊。
Because Barnabas recommended Paul to the apostles.
所以啊，扫罗才慢慢的被教会接纳。
So Paul was slowly accepted by the church.
所以你说保罗以后怎么怎么伟大？
So when you say how great Paul was later on.
如果没有当初巴拿巴这样推荐他、担保他、接纳他的话，
Without Barnabas who took him in at the very beginning.
不可能有保罗。
There will not be a Paul.
不可能有今天的保罗书信。
There will not be epistles of Paul and Paul.
所以啊，有一句话是这样讲。
There's a saying that goes.
啊，你要锦上添花，很容易。
It's easy to add beautiful stuff to more to beautiful things.
要雪中送炭呢，就很困难了。
It's very difficult if you want to help someone when they are in trouble.
但是巴拿巴做得到。
How about Barnabas did it?
在别人都拒绝他的时候。
When everyone turned Saul down.
巴拿巴伸出同情的手，帮助的手啊。
Barnabas reached out his hand.
所以做一个神的工人的同工啊，其实不是很困难。
It is not easy to be a co-worker of God.
在他需要的时候，你帮助他。
Because you have to lend out or stretch out your hand at the hour of need.
在社会上的政治的经的商业社会都很现实。
In politics and also in the world today, everyone is being very practical.
有句话叫什么？你一沉就白踩了，你一沉下来，大家都踩你了。
Because when you sink, everyone will stand on top of you.
你升高了，大家都拜你了。
And when you rise up the corporate ladder, everyone will bow down to you.
是世界人的做法。
This is how the world tends to treat each other.
但是在主你的爱并不是这样。
But within the Lord, this is not how we treat each other.
巴拿巴一开始看中保罗，帮助他。
Barnabas helped Paul.
第二个例子呢？
Second example.
我们看十一章的第十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 19.
十一章十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 19.
十九节，请你读。
Verse 19. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to none except Jews.
好，我们再看第九章啊，第九章的三十节，继续我们读刚刚那个。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 30. Chapter 9, verse 30.
啊，九章三十节。
Chapter 9, verse 30. And when the brethren knew it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus.
啊，这里告诉我们啊，扫罗一开始信主之后就拼命做见证了。
When Saul believed in the Lord, he immediately reached out to everyone and witnessed for the and became a witness for the Lord.
啊，但是呢，大家那个犹太人呢，看到扫罗这样传福音呢，就迫害他了。
But when the Jews saw that Saul was preaching Christianity, everyone persecuted him.
所以扫罗就不能继续来传福音了。
So Saul could no longer preach the gospel.
啊，所以他只能够回他的乡下大树那边去啊。
So he could only return to his homeland, which is Tarsus.
啊，想想看，一个人呢、哦，如果一颗热忱啊，想要为神做工啊。
Imagine someone who is very fervent for the Lord.
啊，但是呢，一开始失败了。
But failed at the very beginning.
不能为神做圣工了。
And he could not work for the Lord.
这个时候的扫罗，他心里面也会很灰心啊。
At this point, Saul would feel very disappointed.
我没用啊。
I'm useless.
我一出来工作就遇到那么大的困难。
I came up to work and all I faced were obstacles.
啊，现在只能回乡下了。
Now I can only go back home.
但是在扫罗很失意的时候呢？
But at the moment when Paul was at his most
disappointed moment, 什么事情发生呢？
What happened?
就是巴拿巴再次去找扫罗啊。
Barnabas once again came to Saul.
啊，去他的家乡大树那边去。
He went to visit Paul at Tarsus.
去找他出来啊。
To look for him.
我们看十一章的第二十五节。
Let's go to chapter 11, verse 25.
啊，二十一章二十四节开始呢。
Chapter 11, starting from verse 24.For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a large company was added to the Lord. 25. But Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
26节。
Verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large company of people, and in Antioch the disciples were for the first time called Christians.
这里告诉我们呢，巴拿巴这个时候去到安提阿教会来做圣工。
And here tells us that Barnabas went to Antioch to work for the Lord.
那时候圣工很发展。
At that time, the holy work flourished.
第二十四节，因为巴拿巴是个好人。
Verse 24, because he's a good man.
啊，做圣工发展很简单。
It's very easy to flourish the work of God.
学二十四节就可以了。
Just be what, verse 24 says.
第二，也是好人。
One is you must be a good man.
第二，被圣灵充满。
Second, you must be full of Holy Spirit.
第三，充满信心。
And third, full of faith.
就是这样，许多人就归服了主了。
That's all you need to do to add a large company to the Lord.
今天我们也追求这几点哦。
And today we must also pursue these three points.
但是在巴拿巴那么被神重用的时候
，But when Barnabas was being used by the Lord so much,
他说难说俗一点的话，很红的时候
，Or perhaps in a worldly term when he was so popular,
哎，他竟然会去乡下找一个。已经很落魄，没人理了，大家都忘记的一个 心受洗但是很想做工的一个扫罗。
Barnabas actually went to a village to look for a newly converted member called Saul.
如果没有巴拿巴去找他的话，
If Barnabas were not to, did not go to Tarsus to look for Saul,
扫罗也大概很久之前已经被人忘记了。
Perhaps everybody had forgotten about Saul.
这个是巴拿巴不得了的地方。
So this is where Barnabas shines above others.
他会看人。
He knew how to look at people and use talents.
更会鼓励人。
And he would also encourage people.
去乡下鼓励他再出来为神做工。
He went to Tarsus to encourage Saul to work for the Lord.
所以我们可以从巴拿巴上面学到什么呢？
What can we learn from Barnabas?
我们也要学巴拿巴，要做一个劝慰者。
We must be likened to Barnabas, be a son of encouragement.
我们有想要改变我们的太太吗？改变我们的太太吗？
If you want to change your wife,
想改变我们的先生吗？
You want to change your husband,
当然可以念他，可以骂他。
Of course, you can yell and you can nag.
想改变我们的儿女吗？
If you want to change your children,
你可以骂他，可以念他。
You can nag and you can yell.
但是如果我们有智慧的话，
But if you have wisdom,
你想想看，求神赐你智慧，怎么样鼓励他？
You ask God for wisdom to encourage your spouse, your children.
当他被鼓励的时候，
Well, the moment they become encouraged,
他知道自己为什么要这样做的时候，
When they understood why they have to work.Do in a certain way,
他就会做出一些改变。
They will have some change.
如果只是负面的骂、责打、催逼他，
If you were to encourage in a very negative way by nagging and yelling,
这个功效不持久的。
The result will not last long.
对，好的同工，
A good coworker,
总是会鼓励人，
will encourage others.
要要求人，要批评，很容易。
To require others of something.
但是要鼓励的呢，只有智慧人可以做得到。
But only a wise man can encourage people.
要求主耶稣给我们智慧。
So we ask God to give us wisdom.
尤其在关键的时候。
Especially at the critical moment.
鼓励他。
Encouragement.
提拔他。
Help them.
都可以造就一位超越的工人呢。
So that you can edify a worker.
第二个，这提多。
Second worker is Titus.
请看哥林多后书第七章第五节。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 7.
七章第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
哥林多后书第七章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Verse 5, for even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within.
第六节。
Verse 6, but God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus.
第七节。
Verse 7, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted in you, as he told us of your...longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice still more.
保罗在之前呢写信给哥林多教会。
And earlier, Paul wrote a letter to Corinthian church.
我们之前家庭聚会查经都查考过了。
We have studied this during the family services.
哥林多教会很有恩赐。
The church in Corinth had many talented members.
但是问题也很多。
They also had a lot of problems.
所以保罗写了哥林多前书去纠正他们，去鼓励他们。
So Paul wrote First Corinthians to them to encourage them.
但是呢，写信还不够。
But writing a letter is not enough.
所以啊，保罗啊，差遣他的助手、他的同工那个提多去哥林多教会啊，帮助牧养他们。
So Paul sent Titus, his co-worker, over to Corinth to pastor the church.
那么后来呢，提多啊就从哥林多那边呢回来了。
And then when Titus came back from Corinth,
带来安慰给保罗啊。
He brought comfort to Paul.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为提多去那边很努力的工作。
Because Titus, when he was sent over, he worked very hard.
给他们道理的造就。
He edified them with the truth.
做了一些改变。
He changed the church.
教会也有一些进步啊。
And there were improvements at the Corinthian church.
所以保罗听到提多带来这个好消息。
And when Paul heard this good news from Titus.
虽然呢，他在马其顿的时候很辛苦。
But even though when he was in Macedonia, he worked very hard.
这里说，
he was tired.
患难、征战、惧怕。
He said that he was afflicted at every turn. He was fighting without and fear within.
但是第六节说啊，那个安慰伤气之人的神呢，借着提多来安慰了我们。
But verse 6 says, "But God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus."
我觉得这一节真的很好。
I think that this is a very good verse.
保罗经历的，今天我们也会经历。
Whatever Paul went through, we will go through the same.
第五节保罗说，我们的周围啊，有患难，里面有征战。
Because verse 5.Paul tells us that we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within.
里面有惧怕。
We have fear within us.
有时候我们会外面有征战。
It is true, sometimes we are fighting without.
身体不好就是个征战。
When our health fails us, it is a warfare.
做事情遇到失败、遇到困难就是个征战。
When we feel that whatever we do, it is a fighting. It is a warfare.
征战里面也会有惧怕。
And within fighting, there is fear.
啊，你会怕说啊，输掉怎么办？
You will fear what would happen if you
lose. 如果死掉怎么办？
What would happen if you die?
啊，那么里面有惧怕。
So there is fear within.
你说保罗那么刚强吗？他里面也有惧怕。
Paul is such a strong person, but yet he has fear.
但是呢，神会安慰他。
But God comforts him.
安慰伤气之人的神。
It is God who comforts the downcast.
你这句话很好，神是安慰人的神啊。
God is God who comforts.
但是神怎么安慰你呢？
How does God comfort you?
大部分的情况之下，神不会说给你显现看荣光安慰你，不太会这样。
Most unlikely, God will not show himself to you.
神会借着人来安慰另外一个人。
Rather, God would comfort you through someone else.
所以神借着提多安慰那个快要惧怕、快要放弃的、快要失望那个保罗了。
So it is through Titus that God comforted Paul, who was about to give up.
啊，我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十五章啊。
Proverbs 25.
二十五章十一节。
Proverbs 25 verse 11.
二十五章第十一节。
Proverbs 25 verse 11.
二十五章十一节。
Chapter 25 verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver.
啊，这句话讲得很好。
And here's a very good verse.
一句话本身是中性的，没有什么好或是不好的。
A word is neutral.
看你什么时候讲。
It depends on when you speak it.
如果讲的对的时间来讲。
If you speak it at a good time,
对的场合来讲，
at a good situation,
对的语气来讲，
or even in a good tone,
就是好话了。
It is a word fitly spoken.
如果错的时候讲，
if you speak it at a wrong time,
比如说人家很伤心的时候，你跟人家讲笑话。
For example, if someone is sad and you're telling him a joke,
这个就是很不好的，不合宜的。
This is a bad timing.
好，然后在庆祝的时候，很高兴的时候，你讲很伤心的事。
Or at times of celebration, you speak of something sad.
就是不合那个状况啊。
So you're speaking at the wrong time.
所以一句话说的合一，就像金苹果放在银网子里面。
So a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver.
所以提多很会讲话。
And Titus knows how to speak good words.
他知道保罗现在需要什么。
He knew what Paul needed.
他把好消息从远方带过来。
He brought good news from afar.
鼓励他的同工啊。
And he encouraged his co-worker.
啊，今天也是一样。
Same thing today.
啊，学习提多，常常安慰、鼓励他的同工。
We must be like Titus to encourage, to comfort.
啊，第三个同工啊。
A third worker.
啊，就是希拉。
Silas.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传第十五章二十二节。
Acts chapter 15 verse 22.
啊，十五章二十二节，请读。
Up to 15 verse 22. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas called Barsabbas and Silas leading men among the brethren.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23. With the following letter, the brethren, both apostles and the elders to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greeting.
啊，再来看二十六、二十七节。
Verse 26 and verse 27, men who have risked their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth.
啊，这也是记载使徒他们开了一次很重要的会议。
It tells us here that the apostles had a meeting.
到底讨论了到底新约的时代的基督徒啊，信了之后还需不需要这个守割礼
？They were discussing whether members of the New Testament still observe
circumcision.
结果就是说不用。The decision was no.
啊，那么这个很重要的决定。
This is a very important decision.
啊，所以他们就使徒就写了一封信了。
So the apostles wrote a letter.
要带到各教会去。
And it is to be sent to all the churches.
啊，当时的教会主要来说还是犹太人为主。
And the members of the churches were mostly Jews.
那么他们要把这封信送到各教会去。
And as they were to send this letter to all churches.
选人选呢？
They have to choose people.
选谁好呢？
Who should they choose?
除了巴拿巴跟保罗之外，
other than Paul and Barnabas.
这里二十六节啊，告诉我们呢。
Verse 26 tells us.
啊，除了巴拿巴跟保罗之外呢，二十七节要差遣了犹大、希拉，也要亲口诉说这些事情。
Other than Paul and Barnabas, they have also sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth.
啊，所以这里告诉我们呢，希拉在这个时候已经是保罗的好同工了。
It tells us here that Silas at this point is a good co-worker of Paul.
啊，他们也是为了主啊，不顾性命的。
For the sake of the Lord, they would not fear their lives.
很努力的可以为神工作。
They work for the Lord very hard.
啊，那我们知道一个人要做一件事情。
We know that when a person is to do something,
总会有某一点呢，会把这个人来挡住、来停住的。
There will always be something that would hinder this person's work.
有一些人做某一种事情
，Sometimes we do certain things.
啊，比如说利益没有了，可能就不做了。世界人的工作是这样。
For the people of this world, if there is nothing to gain from their work, they will stop doing it.
另外一种人呢，比较伟大。
There are other kind of people who are greater.
他会继续做。
They will continue the work.
就算没有利益，我为了我的理想，我会继续做这件事情。
They will keep working even though there is no profit to gain.
但是可能遇到失败了，我就不做了。
But when they meet with failure, they will stop.
有一些人那个道德更高。
There are others who have higher morals.
遇到困难，我还会继续做。
At times of adversity, they will still continue their work.
但是如果我的性命受到威胁了
，But if my life were in danger,
我就洗手不干了。
Then that said, I won't work anymore.
但是神的功能。
For the workers of God,
包括保罗、巴拿巴还有希拉
，including Paul, Barnabas, and Silas，
就算遇到性命危险
，even though if they were to lay down their lives，
他们还是会继续来为神做工
，they would still continue their work for God。
这个对我们今天生在2007年加拿大的信徒来说是很难想象一件事情。
To us, members who are in Canada in 2007，
信耶稣怎么会有性命的危险呢
？It is very difficult for us to picture, how could you lose your life for Just for believing
我们这个是一个自由的环境。
We live in a free country.
我们只是选择一个礼拜来几次而已，或是来不来而已。
The only decision we have to make is how often we want to come to church.
不会有性命的危险。
We do not have to lay down our lives.
但是2000年之前。
But 2000 years ago.
那时候如果要当基督徒的话。
If you were to become a Christian 2000 years ago.
不是很简单的事。
It is not an easy thing.
可能会失去一些的财产。
Perhaps you lose all your possessions.
亲戚朋友把你赶出会堂，你就没有朋友了。
And your family or relatives or friends might even cast you out of the church.
再后来一点，罗马政府会逼迫基督徒。
And even the Roman government persecuted Christians.
把他绑起来打，喂狮子，倒吊十字架。
To tie them up, whip them or feed them to the lions.
这个是生命的问题啊。
This is a matter of life and death.
我在想，现在那个应该是2000年之前的事吧？现在应该很自由嘛。
That was 2,000 years ago. Now everyone enjoys freedom.
啊，那有啊。前一阵子我要准备课程的时候
earlier when I was preparing a lesson
那我就在网上找找看看看现在的基督徒到底有没有受逼迫啊
so I went onto the internet to browse to see whether there are any Christians who are being persecuted
我就打 Christian persecution
so I type in the words Christian persecution
我找到一些东西啊
I did find something
他说有一些在回教的国家
For example, in Muslim countries,
啊，有一些基督徒今天还被逼迫啊。
There are some Christians who still face persecution.
国家的名字不要讲了，大家都应该都知道。
We don't have to mention the name of the country. I'm pretty sure everyone knows.
上面找到一张照片。
If I found a picture.
哇，一个女生的头啊，基督徒被砍掉。
The head of a woman. She was a Christian and she was beheaded.
哎呀，这个看了心都不安了。
And I felt uneasy.
原来今天在地球上还有基督徒还在被逼迫啊。
And even today.On earth, we still have Christians who are persecuted.
只有你生在不同的国家、不同的文化。
Because you are born in a different country and a different culture.
相信同一本圣经。
You believe in the same Bible.
你就可能被逼迫。
Yet you could face persecution.
我们呢
？What about us?
我们的生活太舒服了。
We live a life of luxury.
有时候我们忘记了。
And sometimes we tend to forget.
但是希拉是一个刻苦耐劳的童工。
Silas is one who could endure suffering.
就算了。很危险，他还是继续去做。
Even in times of danger, he would still continue his work for God.
那么希拉还有一个优点。
There is another virtue of Silas.
他是很会配搭，很会搭配啊。
He knows how to work well with his co-workers.
如果我们看《使徒行传》的第十七章第一节啊。
If you were to turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 1.
啊，这里开始记载啊，保罗跟希拉就开始到处去传道。
Here it tells us that Paul and Silas went around preaching the gospel.
哦。保罗呢是一个主角的这个位置。
Paul takes the role of the main character.
啊，第十八章也是一样。
Same thing in chapter 18.
啊，保罗都是到处去讲道啊，医病啊，赶鬼，都是一个主角。
Paul would go around preaching the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons.
这个时候
he is the main character.
他的同工希拉就是陪着他。
His co-worker Silas went with him.
啊，这个很不得了。
This is indeed miraculous.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为希拉这个人他知道神要用保罗。
Because Silas knew that God wanted to use Paul.
神给他恩赐。
God has given him talents.
神给他带领的工作。
God has given him the work to lead.
神给他当主角。
And it is God who wants Paul to be the main character.
没关系，我来当配角。
And that is okay. I could just be the supporting.
我来陪他。
I could support him.
我来支持他。
And I could be with him.
所以整个你看第十七章十八章没有看到希拉跟保罗哦张出头啊张风光啊没有这样。
If you were to read verse chapter 17 and chapter 18, you will not see the name Silas mentioned a lot because you won't see Silas competing with Paul.
这个是不简单的事情啊。
This is not an easy thing to do.
因为今天在社会上在商业上就告诉我们你要出头。
Because today, in this world, if you want to stand out,
你不能只当配角而已，你要有一天要当主角。
You cannot be the supporting character. You must be the main character.
你要众人的目光。
You must catch the attention of everyone.
但是希拉并不是这样。
But that's not the purpose of Silas.
他很安静的。
He's very quiet.
很谦卑的。
He's very humble.
啊，看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
第三章三十节。
Chapter 3 verse 30.
三章三十节。
John chapter 3 verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease.
这句话是施洗约翰所讲的。
These are the words spoken by John the Baptist.
有人跟施洗约翰讲。
Someone said to John the Baptist.
你是不是那个基督呢？
Are you the Christ?
施洗约翰说我不是。
John the Baptist said, nope.
我给他提一鞋他也不配啊。
I am not even worthy to hold his sandals.
他就是基督耶稣啊。
He refers to Christ Jesus.
他必要兴旺。
He will increase.
因为他神跟他同工。
Because God is with him.
他在走在众人面前。
He walks before men.
而我呢？
And me?
我要越来越衰微啊。
And I must decrease.
我的工作做完了。
My job is finished.
我会渐渐淡出舞台了。
And I have to slowly fade away.
到最后被砍头了。
And at the end, he was decapitated.
消失了。
He disappeared.
但是没关系。
But that is fine.
只要耶稣兴旺。
As long as our Lord Jesus increases,
只要圣工兴旺。
As long as the holy work flows,
这是伟大的同工啊。
This is a great co-worker.
对自己的地位的名声一点兴趣一点关系都没有。
And a person who is not interested in wealth and reputation.
这是个好的同工啊。
This is a good co-worker.
啊，第四个好同工。
The fourth good co-worker.
路加的。
Luke.
我们请看。提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
第四章第十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 11. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful in serving me.
第十一节这里保罗说，独有路加在我这里。
Verse 11 tells us Luke alone is with him.
保罗写这个哥林多后书是他人生写的最后一本书。
The book of 2 Timothy is the last book that Paul wrote.
他写提摩太后书的时候呢，已经人呢在关在监牢里面。
When he wrote the 2 Timothy, he was imprisoned.
已经等候啊，被处决了，被砍头了。
He was waiting for execution to be decapitated.
日期不多了。
He knew that his time is not much.
我们知道保罗他。没有结婚，没有孩子。
We know that Paul is single, has no children.
一个人孤孤单单的。
He was alone by himself.
信了主之后，所有的旧朋友，那些文士、法利赛人也讨厌他了。
After he converted to Christianity, all his old friends, the scribes and the Pharisees, detested him.
外面基本上是没有什么朋友。
So he basically has no friends outside of the church.
剩下教会的弟兄姐妹。
All that's left are the brothers and sisters of the church.
但是因为保罗传福音的关系。
But because Paul preached the gospel.
现在被关到监牢里面去了。
And even though he was put in prison.
那么只有可以见到有几个同工啊。
There's only a few people he could see.
但是这个时候呢，其他同工也看不到了。
At this time, he could not see anyone else.
其中一个同工呢，第十节叫做迪马。
One of his co-workers, Demas.
他本来跟保罗很亲近。
He used to be very close to Paul.
是保罗的好同工。
He was good, used to be a good worker.
但是在最关键的时候啊。
But at a critical moment.
迪马离开了。
Demas deserted him.
为什么呢？
Why?
保罗说他贪爱世界。
Paul says because he is in love with this present world.
大概他想跟保罗跟了那么久，钱也没赚到什么。
Perhaps he had followed Paul for such a long time, he hasn't made any money.
麻烦一大堆，现在命都差不多没有了。
And he has so much trouble, and he's almost lost his life.
跟保罗大概没有什么好处。
And if you were to go and continue with Paul, he won't gain anything.
你说天国怎么样？以后我这个还没有看到。
And if you were to talk about heaven and what would happen to you in the future, he couldn't even see the present.
所以啊，迪马不做了，不干了。
So Demas quit.
所以把保罗丢在监牢里面了。
And so he deserted Paul in prison.
保罗很孤单了。
And Paul was lonely.
一个年纪有了一把的老人了。
He at this point was pretty advanced in age.
身体不怎么好。
He's old. He is not very healthy.
关在一个又湿又黑又冷的罗马地库监牢里面。
And he was put into a dungeon, which is cold and wet.
这个时候只有一个人陪他到最后。
Only one person is with him.
第十一节，独有路加在我这里。
Luke alone is with me.
哇，这句话很宝贵哦。
These are precious words.
有一句话说，患难的见真情啊。
There is a Chinese saying that in times of adversity, you will see what a true person is.
我们很顺利的时候，我们健康的时候，我们发达的时候，朋友一定很多。
At times of our prosperity, we have a lot of friends.
啊，大家来奉承我们，大家来陪我们。
Because everyone comes to compliment us.
但是当我们一点利用价值都没有的时候
，But when you have lost all your usefulness,
这个时候谁在你身边呢
？Who will be beside you at this time？
就是对你真诚的人啊。
It will be the person who treats you the best.
路加本来是一个医生啊。
Luke used to be a physician.
啊，我们来看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
啊，哥罗西书第四章第十四节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 14.
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4 verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
啊，所以这里说保罗说啊，路加本来是个医生啊。
So Luke was a physician.
啊，医生社会地位很高。
Physician has good has high social status.
薪水绝对不会低。
Has good earnings.
但是路加接受了福音之后
，But after Luke converted to Christianity，
他知道救人的灵魂比救人的肉体更重要。
He knew that it's more important to save the souls than to save a person's health.
所以他有医生都不做了。
So he gave up his occupation.
跟保罗到处去传道。
He went with Paul to preach the gospel.
因为他是医生啊，所以比较有医学的常识啊，可能还会照顾保罗一下的他身体啊。
He's a doctor, so he could take care of Paul and help him.
对，到了他最后的生命最后一段时间呢、啊，路加还陪在保罗身边。
At the last stage of his life, Luke was with Paul.
这个很重要。
This is important.
所以路加是保罗的好同工。
So Luke was a good co-worker of Paul.
所有人都离开他的时候
，When everyone deserted him,
路加在那边。
Luke was there.
今天我们也是一样。
Same thing for us.
我们身边的人需要我们的时候
，When the people around us needs us.
当我们的丈夫需要我们的时候
，When our husband needs us.
当我们太太需要我们的时候
，When our wife needs us.
当我们的孩子需要我们的时候
，When our children needs us.
当我们的父母需要我们的时候
，When our parents need us.
当我们教会弟兄姐妹需要我们的时候
，When the brothers and sisters of the church need us.
我们在哪里
？Where were we?
路加他在保罗旁边。
Luke was with Paul.
所以给他力量。
So he gave him strength.
第五个同工
，Fifth co-worker.
这是一对夫妻。
A couple.
请看《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
第一到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
使徒行传十八章第一到四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. And after this, he left Athens and went to Corinth, too. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, and he went to see them. 3. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they worked, for by trade they were tent makers. 4. And he argued in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded Jews and Greeks.
啊，哥林多是一个大城市。
Corinth is a big city.
啊，哥林多教会是怎么建立的呢
？How was the church in Corinth built?
保罗啊，去到哥林多的时候。
It was when Paul went to visit Corinth.
遇见一对犹太人的夫妻。
He met a Jewish couple.
这是百基拉跟雅居拉。
Achilles and Priscilla.
啊，这对夫妻啊也是犹太人。
And、they were Jews.
他们离开了罗马，到了这个哥林多这边来啊。
They left Rome and came to Corinth.
那保罗传福音给他们。
And Paul preached to them.
那么也投靠了他们呢、啊。
And he was also with them.
啊，投靠，中文是讲投靠，就是保罗一个人在大城市生活不简单啊。
Paul stayed with them. Paul was alone in a big city.
啊，刚好这对夫妻人是做帐篷为业的。
And this couple were tent makers.
保罗也有这个手艺。
Paul has this trade.
但是保罗大概没有这个资本啊。
But he doesn't have the capital.
啊，所以，哎呀，你们也做好了，我帮你打工了，我帮你一起做了。
So since they were tent makers, Paul would work for them.
啊，就是投靠他。
So he stayed with them.
因为有这对夫妻的接待了保罗。
Because this couple took Paul in.
所以保罗在哥林多的圣工啊，才有办法开展的。
So that is how the holy work in Corinth started.
我们再看罗马书第十六章。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
第三节。
Verse 3. Romans chapter 16, verse 3, Greek Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
第四节。
Verse 4, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I, but also all the churches of the Gentiles gave thanks.
百基拉跟亚基拉不但只是接待保罗给他饭吃或者是给他工作做。
Priscilla and Aquila not only allowed Paul to stay with them and give him work to do.
到后来啊。更是为了福音呢，连自己的命也不顾了。
Later on, for the sake of the gospel, they would even risk their lives.
因为在罗马帝国要传福音是很麻烦的事情。
It is very troublesome to preach in the Roman Empire.
你接待一个政府要找的人，也是很危险的事情。
If you were to welcome someone who is wanted by the government,
但是这对夫妻啊，不怕危险。
But this couple is not afraid of risks.
成为保罗的好同工。
They became good co-workers of Paul.
那今天我们也是一样。
Same for us today.
教会如果要发展。
Today, if the church would flourish,
在一个家庭里面呢
in a family,
如果只有丈夫发热心或者是只有太太发热心的话
in a family, if only the husband or the wife is fervent for the Lord,
这是很难发展起来的
then it's very difficult for holy work to flourish.
如果另外一方面说没有配合的话
if your spouse does not cooperate with you,
但是如果夫妻都有同一个目标
but if husband and wife have the same goal,
我们的生命要献给主
We are willing to lay down our life for the Lord.
没有神就没有我。
Because without God, there is no me.
没有神就没有我们这个婚姻。
With no, if there is no God, there won't be us.
没有神就没有我们这个事业。
Without God, if there is no God, we don't have a career.
没有神就没有我今天这个身体健康。
And if there is no God, I won't have health.
夫妻一起来做工。
So husband and wife work together.
一起来发热心的话。
And they were fervent for the Lord.
那么就成为啊传道人的好同工了。
They would become good co-workers of a preacher.
所以有句话叫做时势造英雄。
There's a saying that heroes are made at the right time.
但是啊，有另外一个想法更重要啊。
There is another.
这个是好的同工了。造就好的工人。
That is a good coworker would edify another coworker.
我们不要只看那个工人好像很耀眼，其实他背后成功啊，就是很多的同工支持他的。
You do not think that a good coworker, an outstanding coworker, shines, but there are a lot of people who supported him behind the scenes.
没有巴拿巴，没有保罗的出现。
Without Barnabas, you won't see Paul.
没有提多，那他孤单，他放弃的时候就会完全放弃了。
Without Titus, when Paul was about to give up, he wouldn't go on.
没有希拉来搭配保罗。
Without Silas to work with Paul,
他一个人单打独斗也做不了多少事。
He would not be able to do much by himself.
没有路加医生牺牲自己的职业陪伴保罗去传道。
Without Luke the physician who gave up his career for Paul,
照顾保罗的身体。
To look after Paul.
他可能没有被砍头就病死，说不定。
Perhaps without waiting to be beheaded, Paul would have died of an illness.
没有百基拉亚基拉的。接待还有跟他一起做工啊。
Without Aquila and Priscilla welcoming him,
保罗不可能在哥林多建立教会。
Paul would not be able to establish a church in Corinth.
所以今天我们可能没有办法说到处全世界跑去传福音或建立教会。
Today we may not have the opportunity to travel around the world to establish churches.
我们可以当传道、执事们、长老们的好同工。
But we can become good co-workers of the preachers, of the elders.
只要教会需要。
As long as the church requires,
神给我们什么恩赐
？Whatever talent that God has given us,
我们就配合。
We cooperate.
像我们的教会一定越来越发展。
Then our church will flourish.
我们的人生一定越来越有意义。
And our life will be more meaningful.
我们发觉为神做工是最有意义的事情。
We'll find that the most meaningful thing in the world is to work for the Lord.
愿主耶稣的帮助我们能够做神的工人们的好同工。
And may our Lord help us so that we can become good co-workers of the workers of God.
请一起唱诗192首。
Let us sing him. Number 192.